I'm Michelle Morovati, your host. And today and every day, my intention is to support you to awaken to your true self in the present moment and to cause and create oneness inside and out. As always, I love you dearly, and it is my pleasure to be of service with you today. On today's show, I will be sharing with you my prayer and meditation, followed by my special inspiring guest, Aaliyah Mahone. Aaliyah is a PhD and has a Doctor of Philosophy degree in Psychology and a Doctor of Divinity degree in the original discipline she coined as Soul Technology. She's the founder of International Association for Spiritual Coaching and the president of the Global Council of Spiritual Teachers. You can visit her website at www.joiniasc.org. But for now, before I invite our guest along to share her insights and guide us through this journey as we are all one, I invite you to take a deep cleansing breath in and exhale with an ah. Yes, we are all one. Again, I invite you to take another deep cleansing breath in, breathing in the love of God, breathing in the presence of God and all that there is. And exhaling all of your tension, all that you've been holding on all day long, let it go, let it go, let it go, release. Again, one more time, breathe in the beauty of all that there is, the scent of life as we say yes. And exhale with an again, releasing any pain, physical pain, anything that you're holding on to. Just let it go. I invite you to even shake your arms, shake your legs, really intentionally wanting to release any disempowering, weakening, negative vibrations that you're holding on to. For you are, I am, we are all worthy and deserving of living this life as a healthy life, as an empowering life, as a loving, lovable, and true love expresses, as we allow it to express love through our soul, through our true self, through our spirit. In this moment, I invite all of us to be one. How? Intentionally. Putting our intention and attention and focus and concentration on the oneness. What is the oneness? In the beginning, I believe that we were one. There was no separation of thought, of belief, of concepts, of ideas. There was no separation of race and color. There was no separation. There was only the oneness as love, uniting, creating wholeness within and without. And in this time, I invite you to join me in creating wholeness, allowing us to harmonize our mind, bodies, and souls right here, right now. Allowing us to be mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually balanced in this moment. As we claim these words, we allow it to manifest with our will, with our intention, attention, and our desire, all things are possible. Today I invite you to truly want to be open, open and receptive to the words spoken in this show as our guest, Aaliyah, shares her inspirations and her experiences of life, as we can learn much from each other, again, for we are all one. I know that as one speaks from their experience, I can touch upon that experience and gain much. As I know it for you, as I know it for myself, as I know it for all, that we are truly here to support each other in this journey, for we are not alone, we are not separate, we are one when we want to be. So on this show, week after week, my intention is truly to support all of us to awaken to our true self, to our souls, to our spirit, to the God within us, and allow ourselves to be open, perhaps vulnerable, just being open to the present moment and being open to the unexpected for our highest and greatest good, always the unexpected. The highest and greatest good for our well-being, success, abundance, prosperity, beautiful relationships, strong minds, but loving minds, loving hearts, hearts of compassion, understanding, and kindness, living with faith moment by moment as we trust ourselves. We let go of our fear as we attune to love. For in the beginning, we were truly love. And somewhere along the line, we separated. And as we intend to become whole and become one and realize and unleash and reveal the love within us, the love within our soul, with the love within every fiber, every cell in our being, what will happen? Healing will take place. Awakenings, awareness, inspirations, transformations, and the divine within us will awaken us, and we shall experience the oneness. How wonderful it is to know that bliss is right inside of us, that enlightenment is not outside anywhere to be looked upon. It's not somewhere high above in the skies that we shall look upon. Yes, God is all that there is. But enlightenment is inside as we choose to awaken, to be enlightened and to enlighten others just by our presence and by our spoken words and our desire to be love itself. For in this moment, I invite all of us to unite in our consciousness. We can imagine as we close our eyes or with our eyes open that we are creating unity in consciousness right here, right now. And believe it or not, those whom are not aware and those whom are opposite of peace on earth, opposite of unity and oneness on earth, will get this vibration as we all unite, creating oneness, creating wholeness, creating peace and unity. As we open up our hearts, let us give a big hug to the whole world and ourselves included. We can imagine, we can visualize, we can intend, we can give this energy out. Give this energy of a big, big hug to the whole world. Again, you are inside this world. Therefore, you're giving yourself a big, big hug, creating wholeness and oneness. How do you feel when you do this? If you're doing this, you're feeling good. If you're doing this, you're letting the love within you to expand and reveal itself. So, thank you for participating and playing along with me. I'm grateful for you. Before we move along to speak with our inspiring guest, Aaliyah, I invite you again to take another deep cleansing breath in. And exhale, knowing that with each breath, conscious breath, you're in the present moment, in the now, awake, alert, and open and receptive to all that you shall receive for your highest and greatest good right here, right now. Thank you again, and bless you. So stay tuned with me right here, right now, as I'm proudly, proudly inviting my guest again, Dr. Aaliyah Mahone, President of the Global Council of Spiritual Teachers, as well as the founder of International Association for Spiritual Coaching. Again, her website is www.joiniasc.org. And here we go. Dr. Aaliyah Mahone, hi.
Hi. Hi, Michelle. How are you today?
How are you? Thank you very much for being on this show.
Thank you for inviting me.
We appreciate you.
We appreciate you.
I know that you have so much to offer. As I was visiting your website, there's so much information and so much love there, I felt, and so much commitment and dedication, Dr. Aaliyah. Really, I felt it even before I read everything. I just really got the vibes that you're really a true beautiful soul wanting the best for all of us here.
Wow. Well, thank you. Well, I certainly pray that that's true, because it is my feeling. It's definitely where my heart is. And what I pray is true is that that will come to pass, because that's what I would love to be able to do, is to impact the world in a big way and to, you know, bring the awakening of all of the things that are inside of each of us as a soul living here on planet Earth and walking an evolutionary path.
Yep. Mm, beautiful. That's my cause also. That is my purpose here. As I surrender myself to God and all that there is, just wanting to do good for humanity. And I really appreciate you being on this show. So there's so much to talk about. There is so much information that we're going to share with our listeners here. Why don't we start by telling us how you became a spiritual coach?
Well, that's a very long story, but I'll give you the short version.
Thank you. Thank you. I'm sure our listeners are happy to hear that.
It is, really. I mean, it started sometimes when I've really sat down and gone inside to kind of check in to find out what is my story, you know, from the inner realms within my being. I started off being a spiritual coach as a child. I remember as a really small, maybe 4 years old, three, 4 years old, perhaps five, the adults around me would say that I was an old soul. That's a phrase that got used in my family and in my culture, that I was an old soul because I would say things that were very wise. And they would go, how did you learn that? And there was no, you know, logical explanation. There was no way that they could, you know, point to this or that and say, she learned it from this person or from this thing. I just kind of knew those things. So
right. Just to cut you off, I'm sorry.
That's okay.
I know what you're talking about when you say wise soul. But for our average listeners that may not know exactly what that means, can you be more specific? What is a wise soul?
An old soul. Well, the phrase is old soul, and
right.
The way that I understood it is that the adults believed that this person had been on Earth before, that they had actually had, they didn't ever say this directly, you know, it's kind of like one of those goes without saying things,
mm-hmm.
but that this person, me as a child, had lived in other lifetimes, that I had actually been on the planet many times, and it had a history, meaning that my soul had been here again and again and again, so therefore it was old.
Right.
Had been exposed to wisdom, had been exposed to experience. You know, I guess had been exposed to certain learning as well. And that I was able to access those memories from time past and share that wisdom in this lifetime as a young child. And so they saw me as kind of a person who had lived before, although, again, it wasn't said in that way. But that
right.
was the implication.
Sure.
Mm-hmm.
Sure. So as a four-year-old, you were a coach?
Well,
coaching
well.
Everyone in your family? Oh, I can
well,
imagine that.
I would say things, you know, things would go on. And I was, first of all, I'm an only child. So I got to be with the adults a lot. And I would listen, you know, and be respectful. But every now and again, I would have enough courage to say something. And sometimes I had something really important to say. And they would just look at me and say, wow, that child is an old soul, you know, because I had, you know, wise things to say. So I guess you could call that coaching. I remember once talking to, well, this was in my teenage years, but I had the great benefit of having both a stepmother and a stepfather. My biological parents got married again, each of them. And I actually liked both of my stepmother and my stepfather and had relationships with them, good relationships. And I was, I would say, counseling my stepmother about my father, which, you know, she used to laugh about. Because I would say, you know, I don't think he's going to change. Maybe you should consider getting a divorce. And she would say, I can't believe you'd say that about your own dad. And I'd say, well, you know, when you look at the circumstances, such and such.
Mm.
But the point is
right.
that people listened to me. And in many years, like 20 years later, I remember my stepmother saying to me, I wish I would have listened to you when you were 14 and you told me I should have got the divorce. And you know, I said, well, you know, you didn't, so you had the life that you had. But
right.
But yes, I was counseling, and also I was, you know, a person who encouraged. I was also kind of, you know, as a child, as with my playmates, I would always edge people on. You know, it's sort of like, you can do it, and get them to do their best. So that was a kind of coaching function, too.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because God bless, my daughter is the same. I really believe that she's an old soul. At a young age, she started to talk, you know, speak very early, at an early age, and once in a while, not once in a while, honestly, like daily, she says things that I'm like, wow, I can really learn from her. And actually, I do believe that we're all here to learn from each other. Doesn't matter what age, where we're from, what we all have here to, well, we can always learn from another. So that's beautiful. But when did you start professionally doing coaching, spiritual coaching?
In 1988. I started to professionally coach in 1988. And when I started to professionally coach, and when you use the word professionally, I want to qualify that, because what that meant is that I got paid for my work. Now, I was literally coaching friends and, you know, co-workers and family members in my life from probably, you know, I don't know, I'm not even sure what age I started, but let's say 16, 17, began to, people came to talk to me about their problems and also would come to me for, I guess, again, encouragement. And so that started when I was about 16, 17 years old. But professionally, in 1988, I began to take clients to work with people that, for exchange of monies. And also, I worked as an executive coach, or a coach with executives and team leaders in the corporate sector, which was interesting because I've had a kind of, what can I call it? You know, you wear different hats in your life. I've had a life of two or three different identities. So it was very interesting bringing my spiritual self into a corporate environment, but I used to do that, well, not using spiritual words, but bringing principles or ideas
that
I learned from spirituality. Yes,
So you're practicing spiritual coaching, and now your mission and your purpose is to internationally introduce spiritual coaching, or what is you're the founder of the International Association for Spiritual Coaching.
Let me just share what that goal is, because I'm really excited. I almost started talking over you because I get so excited about it.
I know.
It's like, that's my favorite thing. Let me talk about that. The International Association for Spiritual Coaching came into existence to bring spiritual coaching, which would it's not a new profession, but it's not necessarily seen in a way that life coaching is seen and business coaching is seen at the current time. So the International Association for Spiritual Coaching is intending to bring spiritual coaching on par with what you might call the secular coaching world, which would be life and business coaching that's already recognized. In other words, when you go to a Yellow Pages, which you weren't able to do 30 years ago to even find a life coach, you couldn't pull out the phone book to do that. But you can do that today in certain cities in particular. Well,
right.
We would
so you're
like
giving,
to...
I'm sorry to jump in. You're giving validation to spiritual coaching now?
We're giving validation to
validation.
It. We're legitimizing the field. We're actually letting people know that, you know, it's a very valuable thing to seek out in life. It can help you to have a better life experience, to have better experiences in your work, in your relationships, in your businesses, you know, everywhere across the board. It can help you to be a better person. And so, yes, we're bringing it into the mainstream. Bringing spirituality into the mainstream is actually the tagline for the International Association for Spiritual Coaching.
Right. And how many coaches do you have right now?
Well, in turn, we have a cadre of about 14 coaches that we're in constant contact with. And then we have, you might call it an extended family of coaches, meaning that we have a lot of associates that we have access to, that whenever we need to, we can call upon them to, you know, to work with individuals or to lead groups. We have a lot of special things that will be going on. We're just beginning. The organization was only launched to last April in 2007, so we're at the very early stages.
So all of our listeners that are listening right now, if they want to get in touch with any of your spiritual coaches, they can just go to the website, correct?
They can go to the website. Now, what we're doing at the current time, Michelle, is that we are featuring individual coaches and their individual work. We're working on a directory, but our idea is to have a directory literally that will be international. So we haven't quite put it together yet so that there's a list of names and contact information for coaches around the world, which is what our goal is. So at the current time, when we come in contact with a spiritual coach who's ready to teach, we use the word teach, then we showcase their work and their practice, and usually they do a special program just for us, and people can sign up for those programs on our website. That's what we're doing at the current time.
Right.
And
I love what
speaking
you're doing,
of that,
you're causing oneness by what you're doing.
Oh,
you're
well, thank
oneness.
You.
That's my mission. My mission is to cause oneness on planet Earth.
Yes, spiritual coachings.
Yes, go ahead.
And I was going to say, so one other thing, speaking of teachers, we have a brand new, meaning that it's brand new to us, but she's not brand new to the world, VIP teacher that I am just so grateful to have as a part of our family, Lisa Nichols from the DVD The Secret. Many people know who she is.
Yes.
She was very prominent in the DVD The Secret, is our VIP teacher. In other words, she will be the person who will do special programs for the International Association for Spiritual Coaching. Her products and services will be available on our website and through our community, sometimes at a discount. And we'll have special things. We'll have special bonuses. When you sign up to be a member of our organization, you'll actually get some of Lisa's material for free. And there's a lot of things that will happen with her as our VIP teacher.
That's fantastic. That's so beautiful. For all of our listeners that may have just joined in, we're speaking to Dr. Aaliyah Mahone. Her website is www.joiniasc.org. There's so much to offer. Please go ahead and visit her website. You're going to be inspired to cause and create oneness. And tell all of your relatives and your family members, if you know any spiritual coaches, have them contact her. How can they contact you, Dr. Aaliyah?
They can contact me through either info@joiniasc.org, I-N-F-O, you know, the usual contact for a website, or they can contact me directly, which is Aaliyah, A-L-I-A-H, again, it's A-L-I-A-H, at joiniasc.org, and that's my direct website. Email address. And that all of our contact information is on our website. We also have a toll-free number and so on and so forth. So it's all there.
As I was reading through your website, the pages, I see here that it says Aaliyah describes her personal mission as bringing souls to the streets. She's the creator of the Soul Talk technique. Can you tell us about this? The Soul Talk, is the soul technology that is?
Yes, Soul Talk is a particular methodology or an approach, or shall I say an aspect of the teachings of soul technology.
I really want to know more.
Okay, good.
People
are intrigued by soul talk. Soul talk is, simply put, it's understanding how the sixth sense works, you know, what we call our intuition or what some people call our sixth sense, how it works, how to operate it at will, and how to be in contact with the still small voice, the still small voice that we oftentimes hear unexpectedly, to be able to be in communication with that still small voice, which I consider the voice of the soul, all the time, whenever we choose to. And the reason for that is because the soul was given to us as human beings while we're alive. You know, in the olden days, and sometimes in different schools of thought or different religions, we oftentimes have learned about the soul as existing after death.
Right.
Well, soul technology is about understanding that the soul is with us while we're alive as well.
So
and
is this what
we
you teach the people?
This is what I teach the people, yes.
Okay.
Yeah. That
so
we
you teach the people that the soul is awake and alive within us?
Absolutely. And that it's with us when we're alive here, you know, being alive and well on planet Earth, as we oftentimes say, and that it's really there as a partner to us. It's a set of faculties that the soul has that gives us the other half of our intelligence. You know, we have the brain intelligence, we have our five senses, and the soul gives us additional faculties and a sixth sense. And so it's the other half of our intelligence. So if we're not living our life tapped into being able to utilize the abilities of the soul, then we're only living half of what we're capable of.
Right. Excuse me, Olya. Now, the average person that's listening to us as we're speaking to them directly may not know what the soul is, what you're talking about. How can you clarify what you're explaining right here, right now, more in detail right now? Yeah, detail,
well,
but simplicity, right? Yes.
Yes, simple. Well, let me give an example, because sometimes examples are the clearest and the simplest. So we sometimes will hear, we call in the still small voice, but say that we hear something, and this is when we notice that we've heard it. After it's done, and we say, I knew that I should have turned left, or I knew that this wasn't going to do such and such, right? I mean, it's sort of like we've heard something.
Oh,
and we'll say, I heard that.
Right.
And so what we've heard is what I might call the voice of the soul. What we've heard is the wisdom that lives within us. It's kind of an inner intelligence. And it's speaking to us all the time, but quietly. And most of the time, oftentimes, not most of the time, we don't notice it. What we do with soul technology is we teach you how to notice it. First, as first step, how to notice it. And then secondly, how to make that voice louder so that you can hear it better, and how to be in direct communication, sort of like consciously having a conversation with your inner voice, with your inner wisdom. And that may sound far-fetched, but we do it all the time. Because when we listen to that, you know, when we've heard something, like my mother used to call him a hunch. I had a hunch that I should do this. Or, you know, I can't think of any particular thing, but, you know, that phrase has been used before. People have heard it. And if you do it, you find out that it was something good that was waiting for you.
Sure.
And when you listen to it, you get great benefit most of the time.
Absolutely. And
sometimes
this is people's challenge, Olya. This is people's challenge that they can't trust. They don't know if that's the voice of the soul, if it's their mind playing games on them, with them. So how do they learn to trust this voice within.
Well, here's a little clue. I mean, it's again, that's a very big question that you're asking, so that takes a long answer. But here's a simple answer. The brain, is kind of it deliberates. In other words, it weighs data, and then it chooses what the brain considers the best choice. And it usually chooses that choice based on some past information, a frame of reference. So if you're deliberating, if you say, well, maybe I should do this or maybe I should do that, that's usually your brain speaking, because the brain is very good at weighing things and comparing things and choosing between more than one thing. Now, when you get a hunch, or when you feel the still small voice speaking to you, or when you know your intuition is operating, it doesn't say, maybe if you do this, you'll do it this way, and maybe if you do that, you'll do it that way. Usually the hunch, the intuition, and the still small voice says one thing. It only says one thing. It doesn't deliberate. That's how you can tell the difference.
And
you
it's
have to listen carefully.
Right?
I'm
and
sorry?
And it's consistent.
The answer
is consistent, and it's to the point, right?
It's consistent to the point, and there's no two options. There's only the one thing that's given.
Right. And it's not only auditory, right? It can come as feelings.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes. Right. It depends on how, you know, all of us learn in different ways. We know about that. Some of us learn visually. Sometimes we learn auditory with, you know, hearing. Sometimes it's sentient. We can feel things. So the still small voice, or the intuition, or the ways that we receive information in regards to that communication I'm speaking about also comes on those mediums as well. So some people can feel it. Some people hear it. Some people see it, you know.
Right.
And,
I'm an intuitive myself, and I'm first auditory, then more feeling, then visual. I always come across to people that have this, you know, some are more feeling. They want to be more auditory. Some are more visual. They want to be more feeling. But I say to them, trust what is. You know, you're beautiful, and this is your great gift and just trust. What do you say to those people?
Absolutely. I mean, we have to go with what's natural for us. If it's natural for us to do something in a particular way, we should do it that way. It's like anything in the world. You know, if I'm naturally left-handed, why should I write with my right hand? I mean, it doesn't make sense, right? I was created to write with my left hand. If I'm naturally a singer, then why should I play the piano? I mean, I could do both, but I mean, there would be no reason for me not to use my voice if that's what's natural for me.
Right.
So just like anything else, what's natural for you is what you should be doing.
Just accept yourself, beautiful people out there. Accept your gifts. Accept what's natural for you. And I'm sure the listeners are really excited and they want to learn more. How can they, do you have classes or is this only in private coaching? Do you have a book? Do you have CDs? What do you have, seminars?
Okay. Well, I have seminars. We have telecourses. We have private coaching, which is one-on-one coaching that's done primarily on the phone, but also in person if you live in the L.A. area. We will be having retreats. We'll be having weekend experiences, and sometimes we'll go far away, and that will be in a retreat setting. I'm working on an e-book right now, and, you know, there will be many things that will come in the future. And also, as I said before, many of our coaches, many of the people on our roster, including Lisa Nichols, has lots of products as well. But what we're doing right now is we want people to have a personal experience of all of this. Some of the information that we're talking about regarding spiritual coaching could be, for some people, new. And the best way to experience it is firsthand, rather than read about it in a book. So what we're working on right now is having people have the wonderful benefit of having a personal experience with what we're talking about, to learn directly. And that would be in workshops, seminars, telecourses. Telecourses meaning that a course is ongoing. In other words, we may have a teleseminar that would go for one day or 1 hour or 2 hours or 90 minutes, but a course would go for several weeks in a row. So it may be a six-week course or an eight-week course. We have many of those that we're offering right now.
Mm-hmm. Right. And how can the people benefit from your services in their ordinary lives, with their families, at work? How can Soul Technology, Soul Talk, help them gain in their lives? In what way?
Well, you might call it, it's a self-improvement technology.
Mm-hmm.
So what I mean by that, when you simply put, if you're smart, you're going to have better success in life, whatever that success is. Just think about the fact that if you were doubly smart, and in a certain way, we are, as human beings, doubly smart. We're smart from our brains, and we're also smart from our inner intelligence. So when we describe it as the other half of your intelligence, that means that, you know, there's a whole part of you that's not being explored or utilized. I'll give you an example. I am trained, as I said, I've had some experience in the corporate sector, and I'm trained as a corporate consultant, and I've done a lot of coaching work and doing seminars for teams, you know, working with people. Presentations, if you will, public speaking, those kinds of things. Now, we are oftentimes taught in school that we should prepare our speeches. You know, we should prepare our programs. And we do have to prepare. I'm not saying not to prepare.
Right.
But what I find is that when I'm really tapped in to the inner workings of my inner faculties, my soul, as I call it, but just the inner intelligence that we have, that I'm able to speak spontaneously in a very wise manner. You know, I can at will have a presentation. Somebody can ask me to go on the stage, and I literally can carry whatever it is that I need to talk about without having to look at notes, because I'm hearing it, I'm feeling it, it's flowing through me, I'm a conduit for it. So that's one way. I oftentimes teach people who are public speakers or professional facilitators, you know, how to utilize this faculty in their work, which means it makes their work a lot easier. It makes it more natural for them. And it also makes them more efficient at the work, because
right.
they can ad lib.
Stress-free.
It's stress-free.
No
absolutely.
Stressing. No stressing
yes.
over preparations.
Mm-hmm.
I know exactly what you're talking about, because when I do my seminars and when I do my guided meditations and prayers, I just let go and allow. And the infinite intelligence within the soul just flows through me, and it's just magnificent. It's not only that we do it, we feel it, and our vibration goes up, right? It just feels so good.
Mm-hmm. And, it's, you know, there's so many ways that it can be applied, you know, in terms of the application of the work. But one of them is in making decisions. That's one of the most important things that I teach people about. For example, I had a very big experience in my life. I try not to describe it as a tragedy, but it is a tragedy in the traditional sense. I lost my only child to suicide in 1994. Any parent or any person would know that that was really a hard thing to have happen in one's life. And there were many decisions that I needed to make from that experience. I mean, there's a lot of things that happens. There's lots of changes that go on when something like that takes place within one's family. And what I learned to do, and I already knew about soul technology even then, but it became stronger, more easy for me to access, because I think I was more vulnerable, more open to listening, to trusting myself, or trusting God, because I needed to. But I made decisions, big decisions, by, you know, sometimes people will say I have to sleep on it. We've had that phrase before when there's a big decision that somebody has to make, and they'll say, well, I'd like to sleep on it.
Right.
Well, what happens when you go to sleep is that you do have contact with the inner realms within yourself. And a lot of times you get information from those inner realm places within yourself, the soul, the higher intelligence, the still small voice, the intuition. All those things are operational also when we're sleeping. And for some people, I might say it's probably more operational when you're sleeping because you're not resisting it. And the reason why you wake up with a clear mind is because you have accessed the other half of your intelligence. So I always coach people to, when they're making a big decision in particular, to get quiet. If they can't sleep, you know, if they don't have enough time for that, to get quiet and intentionally look for the messages from the other half of themselves. And I found that it's pretty much infallible. I mean, people, if they really are able to do it, if they really allow themselves to access those abilities that we have, those faculties that we have, they almost always are very happy about the decisions that they make. And later when they look back on it, they know that it's the right decision because there's things that unfolded from those decisions that were really good for them, that were growthful, were helped them with their personal development and evolution, helped other people around them. So that's one of the ways that it can be used as well, is to make big decisions.
Yeah, Leah, we don't want to lose the people out there with so much information right now. Because, some people may be like, whoa, this is too much for me. So that the only way that these people that are not getting the full expression of what you're saying is to really contact you again. What's your website again for the listeners, please?
My website is www.joiniasc.org. Again, www.joiniasc.org. It's because it's a community, so we ask you to join us. And there are membership fees and so on and so forth, but the classes are available to anyone.
Yes, and we're introducing Dr. Aliyah Mahonigan. She's the founder of International Association for Spiritual Coaching and the president of the Global Council of Spiritual Teachers. It's really a delight to have you. You have so much information to share with us. We appreciate it. Touching back on this tragedy that happened in your family, you losing your only child to suicide in 1994, if there are any listeners out there, they know how traumatic and how painful this is. Can you just briefly give them some kind of guidance, briefly, so that they may be helped to go through what the incompletion that they may have with their family members at this time?
Well, you know, Michelle, I must say that you're asking me to do things briefly and simply that are not brief or simple. So I just want to say that, you know, this information, this kind of material that we're working with, is really pretty concentrated, meaning that if we were looking at something that was already, you know, able to drink because it's already ready to go or it's concentrated, this is pretty concentrated information. It's hard to handle it briefly and simply. But I can give small tips for it. I mean,
we appreciate it.
It is
you
pizza.
You have a hard job here, but you're the one that can handle
really,
it.
That's a really hard job for you to have me answer these big questions.
But
these are big,
you can
powerful,
handle
and
it.
Profound questions. So,
you can handle it.
Yeah. Well, here, you know, there's, I have a process called From Grief to Growth. One of the things that I did do, and in fact, my doctoral dissertation is called Soul Technology, Book One, because I consider it a book, and I haven't published it yet, but it will be a book, From Grief to Growth. And in that process, there are several steps for people who have had such a big loss or trauma, specifically unexpected death. But one of the first things that I talk about is that we have to come to terms with our physical circumstances. In other words, when we've lost a loved one, our identity changes. And so the first principle to be in touch with is that you have a changed self. So in my case, I'm a mother, and because I only had my one son, my one child, then when Sean left, that's my son's name, then even though I'm still his mother, he's no longer alive, so I'm not an active mother. So my identity changed. I went from being an active mother one day to being the mother of somebody who's no longer on the planet the next day, which means I wasn't active any longer as his mother.
Wow.
So my identity changed.
Wow.
Yeah. And so people, the first thing that I have people do is to, first of all, notice or acknowledge that their identity has changed.
Mm-hmm.
And then to come to terms with that. And the way to come to terms with that is to give yourself a new identity. And it's not an automatic thing. It isn't like you just, okay, so I used to be a mother today and tomorrow I'm going to be something else. You know, you really have to replace that in a way that's meaningful to you. And it's going to be different for each person. But that would be the first thing that I would give as a tip.
Oh, my God. That's really profound. I never saw it that way, Aaliyah. Never,
mm-hmm.
never. I never saw it that way, that you are the mother and you are the mother still, but there's no one to mother, you know?
Mm-hmm. That's right.
Oh, my God. And what was your experience after your son's death? Not what was your experience. Did you still communicate on an astral level? Or was the communication over?
Well, yeah, you know, my son actually, I taught my son to meditate when he was 7. And so he and I had spiritual conversations most of his life. He died when he was 24. And so we had many conversations about reincarnation or life after death. And there was an expectation on my part, and perhaps there was one on his part as well, that if something ever did happen to one of us, that we would be able to contact the other. And so it didn't happen right away. But the day, 2 days after my son's funeral, after my meditation, one morning, I was surprised but not so surprised to actually feel a presence and then, you know, be very attentive to that presence to try and find out, well, what's happening to me? What am I experiencing here? And discovered that that presence was actually my son, making communication with me, making contact with me. So I did have contact with him, yes. And many people do.
Oh, yes, absolutely. Many people do, and many people doubt it, unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Don't you think many people doubt that their loved ones
are
trying to
contact
them?
Of course. Well, we haven't been taught that that's possible. It also has been sometimes spoke about as scary. You know, people think, oh, it's a ghost. You know, something scary is going to happen about that. And because we're not familiar with it, then we would shy away from it or think it was impossible to have happen. But there's so many professionals out there now. There's people that professionally contact the other side. I mean, I don't want to name any names in particular,
but,
you know, there's television programs that specialize in individuals who can make contact with those who are departed. So it is more common knowledge than it used to be. But, you know, it has been considered something that was not typical.
Right. And not to pry in your personal business, but are you still in communication with your son?
Not on an ongoing basis, but it's interesting that you would ask that. I have a granddaughter. My son's daughter was 6 months old when he died. And the times that I have been, I was more in contact with him early on, like say within the first 4 or 5 weeks after his death, and then again about the first year anniversary after his death. And then since that time, only when something big was going on with our family, in particular with my granddaughter. One time, you know, when my granddaughter was 9 years old, she's now 14, she didn't know that her father had committed suicide. And the short story is that somebody needed to tell her. And her mother was dreading that. She didn't want to be the person to tell her. And my son came to me, you know, I had a communication with him, and it was like we had a conversation. He asked me if I was willing to do that. And I said that I would be. And so I took on the responsibility of telling my granddaughter what happened to her father. But so big things like that, it isn't like it's common, like you could call him up on the phone or anything like that. You know, the cosmic phone, you know, how you doing today, sweetheart? No, it's not like that at all. It's really usually very important, very meaningful, very significant when those contacts are made.
Absolutely. I get what you're saying. I know what you're feeling and what you're saying, because I actually have the gift of mediumship, and I only do it when I'm called to do
mm-hmm.
it.
Mm-hmm.
And I do believe that they're all around us, all of our loved ones that have passed away and actually transitioned and are with God right now. This is the way I know it. This is just my experience. And I do believe that they only want the best for us, and they do guide us in unusual ways that we may not be aware of, but they're always wanting the best for us. They always want us to move on, and they love us. They love us dearly. This has been my experience. We can't
mm-hmm.
see them, but they're around us.
Yeah.
So God bless your son, and God bless you for what you've gone through and how you are supporting others to move forward and teaching them about soul. I think it's fascinating what you're doing. And
well, thank you.
And all of your offerings. Did we touch upon the Global Council of Spiritual Teachers? Is this the same as International Association of Spiritual Coaching? I'm so sorry.
Well, they're related, and I'll tell you a little bit about that. You know, I would like to make a special offer for the people that are listening, in particular people that may be listening who've suffered a loss in their life. And if you're listening, this is going to be special for you. I want you to know that nobody else has heard this. I would like to offer those people who might want to talk to me about these kinds of topics a half-hour free consult. And I'm going to give you a very special phone number. It's my private phone number for you to call me within the next 7 days to take advantage of this opportunity of having that half-hour free consult. And so you've got to listen up. My phone number is area code 310. I'm in the Los Angeles area, 927-9167. Again, that's area code 310-927-9167. And if you call me on that number and say that you heard me on Michelle's show today and that I made this special offer and you'd like to take advantage of it, you'll get that half-hour free consult. So I want to do that because that's part of what I really love to do, Michelle, is to work with people who have experienced loss and who want to understand, you know, how this all works together and what the nature of the soul is and so on and so forth.
That's so beautiful. That's so kind, generous, and compassionate of you. That's why I know that you're here to make a big difference in the world, to awaken us, to teach us, to create oneness as you are with your organizations. And we're very, very grateful to have you as soul sister.
That's
great. As a soul sister.
Great.
I know
yes,
I
yes.
am. I
yes.
know I am.
Yes, yes.
And I really appreciate all of your teachings. Unfortunately, our time is running out. Before we close, is there any message that you would like to give out to the people who are listening from your heart?
Well, you did ask me a quick question, so I'll give a quick explanation. That's about the International Association for Spiritual Coaching and the Global Council of Spiritual Teachers. The Global Council of Spiritual Teachers is the parent organization of the International Association for Spiritual Coaching. In other words, it's the thing that happened first. It was started in 2002, and it's where all of the decisions get made. It's like where the leadership of the organization lies. You know, the people that are involved with the Global Council are the governing members of our team. And what we envision for the Global Council of Spiritual Teachers is that as time goes on, we really will become a Global Council of Spiritual Teachers that will make ourselves available to the world. So, you know, somebody mentioned to me the other day that the United Nations is actually looking for spiritual teachers to work in certain environments to do certain things. Well, in the case of our organization, we would be there ready to do that for them. The International Association for Spiritual Coaching is a specific program for the field, for the new profession, the emerging profession of spiritual coaching, like life and business coaching, meaning that we work with individuals and we work in group settings to have people improve their life, but not so much working with countries or large corporations or whatever. So that's the designation of the two organizations. But they are related. One is a parent of the other.
Very powerful, very big. I can totally see it. You guys all over the world making a difference, awakening our hearts and our souls. And I really, really appreciate your presence and all that you're doing. I'm sure all the listeners are. Again, can you give us your email address one more time, please?
Sure. My email address is Aliyah, A-L-I-A-H, at joiniasc.org. Again, Aliyah, A-L-I-A-H, at joiniasc, like cat, .org. That's my direct email address. And then the organization's email address is info at joiniasc.org.
Mm-hmm. And the website is www.joiniasc.org. You're never going to forget this, people. I really encourage everybody to visit the website. You can see her beautiful face, Aliyah's beautiful smile and genuine presence. And she's just touching everyone's hearts, and we're really, really grateful. Thank you very much, Aliyah.
And don't forget to take advantage of your special offer. It's from now until you got until January 31st to call me up and get your free half-hour consult.
Again, the phone number is?
Area code 310-927-9167. Again, area code 310-927-9167. That's a private line directly to me. And if you leave a message, I will call you back.
Thank you, Aliyah. Bless you in your journey in this lifetime. We appreciate you. And thank you again. And that's Infinite Love Radio for this week. We are
grateful for your presence.
Thank you.
Thank you. All of our listeners,
we are really grateful for your presence. Thank you for attuning to us every week. As my intention, my purpose is to awaken you to your true self, to your soul, to your spirit, to your God self, to awaken you to the power within you to heal yourself and others, and to all the possibilities within the realm of all the possibilities in the isness, in the here and the now. Know that you have the power within you to change and transform your life with your will, with your power of choice. You can do all that you want. Simply be patient and be gentle with yourself. Be gentle and kind to yourself. For you're worthy and deserving of living this life full of love. And now I invite you to breathe in infinite love into every cell in your being. Oh, breathe, 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 breathe. And breathe it out and give it to the whole world. Do you know why? Because we are all one, uniting. And don't forget to visit our website, www.infiniteloveradio.com, and download free guided meditations and insights. And as always, I'm inviting you to make any comments, suggestions, and questions to infiniteloveradio@yahoo.com or michelle@spiritualityinsideandout.com. I appreciate you. Again, I'm Michelle Morovati. Thank you. Bless you. Until next week. Have a beautiful day and evening. God bless.